mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Monday, the first live broadcast of 2005. That is my first live broadcast of 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We're going to open up the phones and get your take on any subject, any news item, any story you'd like to discuss. Zero censorship here, my friends. You're welcome to talk about any news story, any trend, any government activity or individual activity of different types of corporations out there. This broadcast belongs to the people. This broadcast belongs to the First Amendment and what America once was and the remnants of our liberties and freedoms that are left. Now understand, our freedoms are always there in our hearts, in our minds, in tradition, but as far as freedom goes with the Bill of Rights and Constitution itself, that's being dismantled. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence doesn't give you your freedom. It simply enumerates it. It points out your basic freedom. The state is not God. It's that simple. It was the law that Africans could be chained to a plow. It was the law that they weren't human beings, but they still were human beings, and the practice of slavery was wrong. But back then, the establishment wore fancy uniforms and said, "We are the authorities, we are God." Just as Rome did with its slaves from Gaul and from the Visigoth kingdoms and what is Germany today, or from Brittany. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. The state is not God. A radical statement in today's climate. Why, the state is the arbiter of all that is good. Everything flows from it. It is God, they say. It's taking all our freedoms away to keep us safe from bad terrorists that want our freedoms, that hate our freedom. Look at this article out of the Washington Post. U.S. prepares for lifetime jailing of terror suspects without trial. Now, before it was going to be a kangaroo court of military officers, but a bunch of those guys, colonels and generals, have resigned and said, look, even if it's going to be a tribunal, there's got to be certain rules. The tribunals aren't evil enough for the globalist. Hitler even had tribunals. Of course, later he skipped trials altogether as well. Out-Hitlering Hitler. So that's something we'll be discussing after the break. Also, some new photos from Bohemian Grove have surfaced. And I've seen some of these before on the University of California at Berkeley site because it's kind of the unofficial mouthpiece of Bohemian Grove. Ultra-liberal university, neocon mouthpiece. It's always the same. And there's an interesting photo I want you to go to prisonplanet.com and look at. It's Bohemian Grove members standing around a black child who's strapped down to, well, a wooden plank. Very interesting. And this is from almost 100 years ago. The Christian conservatism just gets more and more loving.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. We're now into the second segment of the third day of 2005, about 9 minutes after the hour. Take a lot of your calls today, 1-800-259-9231. Let me just plunge straight into this. I mean, there's a lot of new news out of Iraq, a lot of new tragedy. There's now a bunch of mainstream news articles saying, did some government cause the tsunami? So now they're more of a conspiracy theorist, I guess, than we are. There is so much going on, we'll be covering it all. But first off, talk about illustrating the police state. U.S. preparing for lifetime jail of terror suspects without trial. So on the heels of passing large sections of Patriot Act 2, the National ID card, and the rest of it, we have this, U.S. preparing for lifetime jail of terror suspects without trial. What's deceptive about that headline? The U.S. Like, oh, it's the American people doing this. No, it is the small criminal cabal that owns our president and owns the Democratic Party as well, the private corporate interests that have taken control of our military-industrial complex. Well, to be honest, they built the thing, so it's really theirs. Administration officials are preparing long-range plans for indefinitely imprisoning suspected terrorists whom they do not want to set free or turn over to courts in the United States or other countries, according to intelligence, defense, and diplomatic officials. The Pentagon and the CIA have asked the White House to decide on a more permanent approach for potentially lifetime detentions, including for hundreds of people now in military and CIA custody, whom the government does not have enough evidence to charge in courts. Did you hear that? The outcome of the review, which also involves the State Department and would affect those expected to be captured in the course of future counterterrorism operations. And they go on to say that they don't even have enough evidence for their tribunals to try them in secret. Because you can't have the people come forward and go, I work for the CIA. Al-Qaeda is CIA. My main commander is Donald Rumsfeld. You can't have that, can you? We've been operating in the moment because that's what has been required, said a senior administration official who said the current detention system has strained relations between the United States and other countries. Now we can take a breath. We have the ability and the need to look at long-range solutions. One proposal is to transfer of large numbers of Afghan, Saudi, and Yemen detainees, there's also U.S. citizens at the base, from the military Guantanamo Bay Cuba Detention Center into a new U.S.-built prison in their home countries. The prisons would be operated by those countries, but the State Department, where the idea has originated, would ask them to abide by recognized human rights standards and would monitor compliance, the senior administration official said. Recognized human rights standards is a trial by jury. As part of a solution, the Defense Department, which holds 500 prisoners in Guantanamo Bay, plans to ask Congress for $25 million to build a 200-bed prison to hold detainees who are unlikely to ever go through a military tribunal for lack of evidence, defense officials said. So look at the doublespeak here. Well, we're going to follow recognized human rights rules. No trial, not even a tribunal. Now again, Brigadier General Rick Baucus was the head of Guantanamo Bay for a year and a half. And after they tortured people, in some cases to death, and it was always ruled suicide, this guy said, look, I can't be part of this anymore. Because they have a CIA base within Guantanamo itself that was running all of this, and it's just like Abu Ghraib, where they ship the dead bodies out, and the military brass and the troops themselves get upset. The imported sicko jailers from federal prisons enjoy it, but the troops outside are getting pretty upset. You know, torturing people to death is not a good thing. So Brigadier General Rick Baucus quit. He said, I'm not going to do this, and resigned. And then the next day the headline was, no, you don't resign, you're fired. And so now I've seen other reports of at least two of the prosecutors, military JAG officers, refusing to go along with this, saying, no, we're not going to be part of this, and quitting, or criticizing and being told to leave. They've had some of the supposed defense lawyers, which are also JAG officers, quit. What was it, 2 weeks ago? I had the former Judge Advocate General of the Navy, that Rear Admiral, on, and he talked about how horrible this whole police state is. And he's got an organization moving forward. He's a conservative, by the way. Try to stop Alberto, I Love Torture, Bushes Above the Law, Gonzalez, the author of the torture memos and Bushes Above the Law memos, above federal law. The logical extrapolation of that is Bush is God. He is absolute despot. All law flows from him, our ruler, our king, our lord. And this article goes on and on and on, admitting, well, there's no evidence, so they're just not ever going to try them. Not even with their own tribunals. They can't even get JAG officers to be part of this. And the LA Times, the Associated Press, have reported that there is not one single real Al-Qaeda operative even at the base. When those guys get caught, and Special Forces colonels and generals have been in the newspapers on this, but again, in the paper once or twice, never a big nightly news item, so the average person never hears about it. In the middle of the Afghan war, C-130s landed. Our troops were told to stand down, and our soldiers watched as Al-Qaeda, Taliban creamed, to use one of their quotes, the cream of the Arab fighters who headed up the staged war. That's why our government won so easily there, where the Russians couldn't win in 8 years, because it was all staged. They got on C-130s and were well-paid, or flew to Pakistan. Now, folks, that's public record. And so they've got people as young as 11 at Camp X-Ray. That's what's admitted. They've got people as old as 87 years old. And they are the goat herders, the shoemakers, the poppy growers, the peasants, who most of them can't even tell you where America is on a map. I mean, these are almost cave people, ladies and gentlemen. It's the most primitive country on the planet per capita. That's an admission. They were told, we're fighting a jihad, get out there in the front lines, fight the Americans. And then the Arab fighters all stayed back at the bases, and our own generals said, why can't we bomb the Arab fighters? They're the leaders. Oh no, wait a few weeks while we bombard the front lines and kill the cannon fodder, the conscripts. And then they load the Arab fighters on the planes, fly them out, everything falls apart, and oh, what a great victory. Same thing was done in Iraq. It's admitted. Two of the three Iraqi army groups, regular army groups, were paid off before the war. I have Rumsfeld on videotape admitting it before the war. Then after, he said he never said that. Oh no, we faced great resistance, but we defeated it all. And they paid off every single Republican Guard group. They just didn't show up. And then a month after the liberation, they all showed up at the recruiting centers, and they say that 98% of the Baathist constabulary, mechanism of government, 98% of these guys have been put back into control. Because after all, they were ours to begin with the coup d'etat in 1979 that put Saddam Hussein in, U.S.-backed. And so they all just went home. Our troops drove in, blew up buses, shot up cars. I mean, I've watched Fox News Live. It's just everything going down the highway. Buses, cars, families falling out dead, machine gunning them. People were cheering, yeah, kill the terrorists, just going into the... That was a staged war. It wasn't even real. It's admitted. Two of the three large army groups, paid off completely, didn't show up. The entire Republican Guard. It said that British SAS and U.S. Delta Force and SEALs and CIA were there weeks before. Gold bars, euros, dollars, diamonds, rubies. Oh, the payoffs were unbelievable. They told them, hey, we'll be taking over in a month. This is all admitted, by the way. We'll be taking over in a month. We're going to put you back in control, all right? You going to lay down? Absolutely. Yes, sir. It was good working with you in the 80s when I was trained at Fort Bragg. And that's what the Iraqis were saying to him. Yes, sir. Good seeing you again, Colonel. Good seeing you again, General. Yes, sir. You know, I've been a colonel or a general in the Iraqi army for a long time. We've been working for you guys for a long time, and Saddam just got out of control, and it's going to be good to be back in business with you. Well, that's good. Hope you enjoy the $10 million we just gave you individually. Of course, you'll be one of our top torture masters once we take control. Is that all right with you? Oh, absolutely. I'm a good Iraqi that likes to work for you. So that's how this works. And so the Iraqis were throwing rose petals at first. Oh, we hate Saddam. Oh, we love you. Oh, wait a minute. You're arresting our families. Well, wait. You're shutting down our mosque. Well, we're Shiites. We were pro-America. Why are you arresting all of us? Because the Baathists don't like you and they're back in control. Well, I'm going to fight you then. Okay, well, we're going to claim that you work for Al-Qaeda then. But you created Al-Qaeda. We're not with Al-Qaeda. Well, you don't own the American news media, do you? We're going to kill you now. The liberation will continue. We'll be right back.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Let me try to crystallize what I was saying in the last segment. They take innocent people, nobodies, to these camps for torture. The Army's own report admits 75 to 90% of those are just families that didn't have their papers in order at checkpoints. They take them to the camps in Iraq. They take people to camps in Afghanistan, camps at Guantanamo Bay, other camps in Egypt and Jordan. And they train cadres of our troops how to torture, and they basically beta test all of this for the next phase. Then take those cadres and train larger divisions. Meanwhile, real Baathists in Iraq, real Saddamites, Saddamists, real Al-Qaeda, have always been on the payroll, and the whole thing is staged. Now, that's the admitted fact, right in plain view. And so they come out and say, oh, yeah, well, we can't even have military tribunal trials for these people. We're not even going to do that now. Because they've tried to have trials. They can't be x-rayed. And the JAG officers just won't be part of it. They've had several rounds of this. And the trials fall apart because they're, number one, not real trials, and our own soldiers won't be part of it. So now the CIA and its psychopaths, they'll get to run everything, and just these people won't even get trials. David, Michigan. David, first caller of the new year. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex. You were really hitting on all cylinders in your first segment. I couldn't agree with you more. And sort of as a symbolic representation of what you're saying, I was watching the Rose Bowl, and at halftime they had a big bat-winged black apparatus flying low over the field, casting its black shadow over everyone. It was a B-2 stealth bomber, and I thought that was very symbolic of what you're saying, sort of like the giant Black Widow spider in the concourse in either Brussels or The Hague or someplace like
that. Yeah, the World Bank.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was very threatening. And then last night, I guess there was something very interesting on the Fox network. It was that docudrama, I should say, about how there's a smallpox epidemic and all the things that they had to do. They even used the words draconian measures were needed to contain this thing. And there was a smallpox epidemic that was dramatized, and everything was just going crazy, and people were killing each other because no one could trust their neighbors and everything. And then finally the federal government stepped in with their draconian measures to save the day, and they kept the casualties, Alex, down to about 1.5 million, whereas everywhere else it was much, much worse in the world. And it turned out that the person that perpetrated this crime against humanity was, guess what, he was a white male who had first moved into New York City and then gone on and infected a little black child, and then he went and infected a certain Jewish businessman. And from there on, the plague spread.
And finally, why did this evil white man do this?
Well, the evil white man did. I'm glad you asked. It turns out that when finally, at the end of the presentation, you got to see into his apartment. It was a stark apartment, and there was only a Bible that was open to a certain passage.
Yes, evil Christian.
Yes. An evil Christian, and it was a King James Bible to boot.
Oh.
Yes, and it said something. There was a passage about how in the time of the end, a third of you will die from pestilence and so on and so forth. And,
well, I just want all the neocon listeners that you know, their preacher tells them that Bush is the incarnation of Jesus. I mean, they're almost saying that now. And I want them to know that all the real FEMA training is for Christians. I just hope you know that just like in Germany, they're getting you trained on one group, but it's really for everybody.
And this was a docudrama in that it had real people, like Al Sharpton, was talking about how the black community in New York was being left out of the vaccination program, and the people that they cared about were getting the vaccines, and it was just so rife with just this juicy
getting us
propaganda.
Begging for it. Oh, you're
exactly.
Racist, give me the injections.
Exactly. And at the very end, you know, the screen goes blank, you know, at the end after the credits are given, and in somber language, there's this little text message on the screen that says,
it's not a question of if, but when.
Well, no, that might have been in there, too, but what I remember is,
I didn't watch it. I saw the synopsis of it last week.
What I remember is they said, since 2002, the United States government has procured enough smallpox vaccine, thank God, to vaccinate the entire population.
Yeah, and they tried to force the police to take it, and then hundreds of top doctors, epidemiologists went public and said, this doesn't even protect you from weaponized, and it'll kill thousands, don't take it. And it was called the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. The states wouldn't pass it for forced inoculation, so the feds passed it, page 76 of the Homeland Security legislation. Thanks for the call. You gotta watch these Christians. They're gonna smallpox you any minute.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's 2005, the third day of January, 2005. I have to get used to that. I keep wanting to say 04. And we're about to go to Tim and Ann and Ken and Steve and many, many others that are patiently holding. The last caller brought up the Fox docudrama Smallpox that I'd read about. I'd read the rundown on it on the Fox website last week, and it was not a question of if but when it's going to happen. And hearing from the caller, it's what I expected. An evil white Christian is going out and releasing smallpox to kill everyone, but martial law keeps you safe, and don't worry, we've got vaccine for you in the real world, so run out and get your shot. And this is what the globalists planned all along. Before 9/11, I figured out what they were up to. Why did they have Iraqis with McVeigh at the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah building, that tragic event, which we know was a government operation? Why did they then grab all the surveillance cameras and declare national security and then not use that in the trial against McVeigh or for McVeigh, his defense or the prosecution? Why did they put that story in deep freeze? I predicted they would then later bring it out and go, oh, look, Arabs are attacking us, and they work with right-wingers. Evil white Christians, racist white people. Secret droves of them everywhere. And again, folks, the reason I could see this picture coming into view was hundreds of different points, but one of them is the training manuals that have been put out to police even before 9/11 and then accelerating after. There's a new type of extremist. They wear suits. They're well-spoken. They convince the public. They're very popular. They talk about all these different issues. They claim that they're for racial equality. But secretly, they're white supremacists. Secretly. And what are telltale signs? Homeschooling. They're Christians. They believe in the Second Amendment. They're very dangerous. They're even able to convince liberals because they're so smooth and slick. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. And time and time again, I saw them trying to create this nexus point between Muslim extremists and indigenous American extremists. They try to claim now that there's connections between the right-wing groups and the environmental extremists. And there's connections between those groups and the black extremists. I mean, basically, trying to link all these groups up together, there's this invisible empire of terrorists out there. And then the general public, what I would call racist white America, but it's not just white America, it's blacks and Hispanics and Asians, I hear them, kill all the Muslims, they're the enemies, they're subhuman, they're going to try to attack us any minute, we got to put them in camps, the case for internment camps. Michelle Malkin, again, Asian, says, and Ann Coulter, the zombie chieftain of the neocons. You know, all of these people, it's just this mantra. And so racist white America or Asian America, whatever you mean, again, it's everybody, basically. It's kosher. It's acceptable. It's palatable to attack the Muslims. And we got to take all the rights away because the Muslims are going to attack us. And why, this Patriot Act's just for them. Then they put the whole thing in place, and the real FEMA training is for Christians, gun owners, conservatives, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, homeschoolers, people selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes, people selling half ounces of marijuana, individuals involved in paying off county commissioners to get more parking spaces, topless bars. It's everybody. And so I say, they're coming after the white people for racist white America. No, this is for you, fools. The national ID card is for the new national sales tax. It's for you, regardless of how much pigment, how much melanin is in your skin. And again, you're like, well, where are they? Are they going to come grab me today? No, this is a system that grabs the poor, the old, the young, the uneducated, the educated, people in their own system. It's just it's a beast. The system itself is a giant machine, as Nixon called it, a beast out devouring people that has a hunger to pack its new prisons, always building more, to fill its slave factories, to get control, whether it's in the psychiatric system or the criminal justice system or the welfare system or through the compulsory national volunteerism that's now being developed. It's all about getting you under the state's control. That's what history's always been. And America's tried to go in the opposite direction of that, though we don't have a perfect record. Look at the Native Americans and the blacks and women and everything else. And so we live in this constant denial about what's happening. People say, well, why haven't they come and grabbed you yet? Well, because they don't have enough evil people in their system yet. They can't even have tribunals at Camp X-Ray because their generals and their colonels and their JAG officers are all quitting. But it's in the back of the paper. I mean, I have the former Judge Advocate General of the Navy, a well-known conservative on, saying we're going into a martial law police state and freaking out on air, basically. I mean, that's the globalist problem. They haven't won this thing by a long shot. They can just try to keep the illusion going that all of us that love liberty are in the minority and that nobody's listening to us. It's actually the opposite. In fact, I'm totally confident of our victory against the New World Order in the current state of affairs, because we've exposed 9/11 as an inside job. The majority of Americans in major polls now believe that. 90% in CNN, 50% with Zogby. But we don't have it in the bag because they're going to throw a major counterpunch. At least if they gauge it, that we'll accept it and go along with it. That's why you got shows about, oh, they're going to smallpox us, martial law is good. Oh, we've got to take all your freedoms for your safety. If they're able to condition us beforehand that when the attack comes, give up all your rights, this is what you do. You know, they're basically having all these nationally televised Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drills. That's what these smallpox shows and the rest of it are, drilling you on the first thing that's to pop in your mind when the smallpox release happens or the nuke goes off, that you'll just run right into their arms. So they're drilling us. That's what the thousands of drills are. In hundreds of cases, we've confirmed they don't announce it's a drill till days or weeks later. People actually think terror attacks have happened in their cities. That's what this whole climate of fear is about. But when they told the police and firemen and doctors and emergency workers and EMTs, nurses, when they told them 2 years ago, okay, here's a memo, you have to take this experimental smallpox shot, the LA Times reported that 99%+ said no. Out of 14 million people that were ordered to take it, less than 1% said yes. And then you can just type into Google, smallpox inoculation plan is dead. You'll get all the big headlines. That one was USA Today. Because they couldn't even get their own enforcers to do it, because hundreds of prominent doctors went, number one, this smallpox shot doesn't protect you from weaponized smallpox. Number two, it will kill a good percentage of the people that take it. Roughly about 1 out of 100, they surmise. And so how are the globalists going to get their plan through when their own people are saying no? And the question is, why do they want to vaccinate us so bad? Well, that's the backdrop, the forced inoculations for federalization of every county and city and state, and for the lockdowns, and for the emergency inoculation centers that have been all over the news, and the mass arrest, and putting people in sports stadiums. And then after that event, it'll never go away. We'll just stay at that level of martial law. Then we'll accept scanning our cards, our standardized driver's license. Now only two more states have to put it in. Then we'll accept Patriot Act 3. Then we'll accept a national draft. See, that's what this is all about. Getting us to surrender control of our lives over to these people. So if 99% of their police and firemen said no, and ambulance techs and all of them, what does that say for you, New World Order? If you can't have even a kangaroo trial because the prosecutors and defense at Guantanamo are quitting and your own generals are resigning and saying you're torturing people, and it shows up in the AP in a one Rhode Island newspaper, but still we learn of it, what does that say about your plan? You're stumbling all over the place. Yes, you've got control of the government. Yes, you can loot the treasury and war profiteer. And yes, you can run all your scams and do all of that. But when it gets down to brass tacks, really dismantling this country, you're going to have a lot of trouble. And that's why they're going to carry out a big terror attack, unfortunately. All right, I've been going long enough. Let's take calls. Tim in Kansas City, go ahead.
Happy New Year to you, and may Yahweh be with you and yours.
Thank you, sir.
One day, I missed you last week. I take it you got Mr. Garton, the guy who lost his son the day after Christmas. From Kansas City?
Yeah, from depleted uranium exposure, the evidence shows, yes.
Yeah, I was just wondering how that interview go, and, I mean, it was just sad watching him. I'm the one that called last week and gave it to your producer, but it was the one day I missed it, you know.
Well, I'm really glad that you called us with that information, because I think it woke a lot of people up and moved a lot of folks.
Yeah,
I understand how deadly DU is.
I just want to thank you for getting him on air, because that's going to help him in his grieving process, because that's just disgusting what our government's doing to our soldiers over there. Plus making them carrying out the war. But don't forget about the UN. Agenda 21, that's what this is all about. Everything you're explaining is just documented out. That's, an informed free people is hard to govern. It can't happen. They have to have these globalists in control.
It is admitted, a force-drugged, totally controlled national service where we're all drafted into the system, working even here domestically, upwards to 65,
mm-hmm.
compact cities, face scanning cameras everywhere, total nightmare control.
Yeah, the draft's not only military, it's going to be domestic.
That's in the bills. And it's all in Agenda 21, it's all under UNESCO, UN treaties, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people forget, oh, the UN's going to come in and save us? No, that's the whole point. We're the bad cops. And they're going to come in and go, oh, we're saving you from the corruption of capitalism that's happened to your United States.
Give exactly. You know, Thomas Barnett, I just learned this, the big top Pentagon theorist,
mm-hmm.
futurist.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he'd attacked me. Remember, he refused to come on the show?
Yeah.
He has that Pentagon new map admitting that the military works for a new world order and these global corporations and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I found out that he has savagely attacked me in a news report. I was going to cover this last Friday. I never got to it. Maybe I'll cover it today. But in his article, he goes, Alex Jones claims that this is a communist system, but I thought we're free market profiteers. Now, that was General Parton that came on the show talking about Mr. Barnett's plans, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, and that's exactly how it works.
Mm-hmm.
The big corporations are organized crime. They socialize our wealth, fool the left into getting behind it, then they transfer our wealth through socialism to the select corporations.
But I think DU is the way to wake up military wives and everybody else that's still skeptical. Because you talk to these people coming back from Iraq, they aren't in a good mood, you know, because they see exactly the...
Well, depleted uranium, again, is deadly. That's admitted.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and the person who did the study, he's dying from it. And his whole team's dying.
I had Dr. Rocky on, yeah.
Yeah, but are these interviews available at Prison Planet? And can we do a pay-as-you-go at Prison Planet without giving you automatic access to a credit card?
What are you talking about?
Are these interviews, like the one with Mr. Garten, the one with the guy with DU, and the one that you're talking about, are they available at PrisonPlanet.tv?
I don't believe the Garten interview has been posted, but to explain what we do at PrisonPlanet.tv,
mm-hmm.
We cannot continue to give everything free without some water seeping back into the well.
Yeah. No, what I was asking is, can I pay for a month? I have a friend who will let me use a credit card, but I don't want to do
that. Well, I believe this interview is going to be posted for free. Look, what we do is, let me explain it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want unfettered access to all 11 of my films, my weekly TV report, some of the audio interviews we put in the members section, about 60% of them we don't. And yeah, I'll recommend to Paul Watson that interview be posted and be a free interview.
I was just talking about payment options.
No, I understand.
Automatic deductions on my credit card. $5 might be here this month, but it might not be there next month.
Yeah, well, you can go pay with PayPal, $5.95 a month, yes.
Okay. So other than that, have a good day, Happy New Year, and keep up the fight, man.
I appreciate the call, Tim. You got to explain what PrisonPlanet.tv does is when you hear it on the show, it's free. And then most of the audio interviews we post, the best ones, all we post, most of those are free. Some, because it's only fair to members, are in the members section. Really what you subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv for is all of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, all of it. And I authorize folks to make copies of my documentary films for free. I pioneered that. Now some people are following suit, and I commend them. But, again, all I can do is make films and say, make copies of them. We have to have some, and I know you didn't bring this up, but I'm bringing it up. We have to have some capital come in so we can continue what we're doing. I mean, I've got three webmasters I pay, and I've got the bandwidth prices, which is in the many thousands of dollars a month. So that's what Prison Planet. I looked at it and I couldn't pay for it anymore. So I said, well, we got to do a subscription service supplements to pay for this, for all the free stuff we give. So that's why PrisonPlanet.tv is there. And, yes, sir, please go sign up for a month. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions. And so you can go month to month, and it's 19 cents a day. The yearly subscription, you save quite a bit. It's 15 cents a day. And it does make possible what we're doing. We need funds to make more films, to pay editors, you know, do all of this. It's very, very expensive. I don't ever get into that, but that's why we have PrisonPlanet.tv to hopefully so we can pay for this stuff. Because the goal is to get the word out. That's the number one goal. But we have to have funds to get the word out. PrisonPlanet.tv, incredible deal. Check it out. Ann, Ken, Steve, and others, you're up next when we get back. A ton of other news. Some new Bohemian Grove developments as well. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Been speechless today a couple times. We have a silence alarm after 5 seconds of myself not talking. Classical music cuts in. You may have heard that a couple times. And that's, I don't think that happens but a few times a year. I was almost speechless when I was reading U.S. preparing for lifetime jailing of terror suspects without trial, because it says that they don't even have the evidence for their tribunals at Camp X-Ray. Their own officers won't go along with it. So the State Department and the CIA says, well, we'll just take control of this entirely. We won't even have tribunals. And yes, I got speechless a couple times reading this. It's just beyond my capacity to understand it. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. Ann in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air, Ann.
Alex.
Okay, who is this? Ken in New York. Go ahead.
I guess Ann hung up.
Yes, go ahead, Ken.
Your first call is David from Michigan. I give him a lot of credit for sitting through that Fox propaganda documentary or whatever it was the other night. But you know, it's typical with what's coming over the entertainment channels today. And
well, I mean, I stopped watching television predominantly. I still watch it some. And it just everything I see is torture is good, secret arrest is good, taking your rights is good, government loves you, give up all your freedoms.
And it seems like anti-Christianity is a hallmark of the fascist movement today in this country.
Well, look at Fox Television. It has the most decadent shows, you know, how to get women to cheat on their husbands, how to get whores to get your husband to cheat, the most anti-family shows, the male role models are bad in almost all the shows. Fox is so good, though.
Neoconservative owned, Rupert Murdoch. Right? Murdoch
yes,
owns Fox and...
Yes, he does. News Corp.
It's incredible. So something interesting happened a couple of days before Christmas or leading up to Christmas. I subscribe to Dish Network, and they have music channels on that they provide. So I was in the mood for listening to some traditional Christmas carols, and they have a holiday channel. So I put it on, and I listen for a couple of hours, and I detect that they're not playing any Christmas carols that have any Christian references, any Christian lyrics in the song.
It was all Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
so
had a very shiny nose.
I kept listening, right, the next day, even until Christmas Day, and I listened for over 4 hours, and I did not hear one Christian carol, you know, like Hark the Herald Angels Sing or Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem or anything like that. There were instrumental versions of
Me and My Drum, Rump-a-Pum-Pum.
No, they didn't play that either. So I sent them an email. Sirius, the satellite radio network, provides Dish with their music channels. So, as a matter of fact, their national headquarters is right on Avenue of the Americas in Manhattan, where the Fox network is, 6th Avenue. So I explained what I heard, and I said that was pretty depressing to at Christmas. The programmer obviously kept Christian carols off of the music programming, you know, that contained Jesus or Christ or Savior or anything like that. So I get a response, and the agent says, because the holiday channel is not a religious channel, we were broadcasting general holiday music. If you were looking for more religion-specific music, our Christian channels add holiday music with a more religious intent. So in other words, even when it's Christmas or Christmas Eve or right around Christmas time, the programmers at Sirius decide, well, we don't want to play any Christian carols. I mean, this shows you the extent of the Christian bigotry today that really is prevailing among the powers
that
be.
Now on the Fox special, according to the caller, it was evil Christian and smallpox. So, you know, maybe Christians are bad. Maybe the New World Order is good. Thanks for the call, and I hear you. It's out of control. I was being sarcastic, folks. We'll be right back with the second hour.